Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for the saints who have gone before us, who have shown us the way of love. May we learn from them, and by your grace in us, shine with the light of your glory. Speak to us and sanctify our lives for your purposes, that we too may be your saints, now and in eternal life. Amen. A reading from the prophet Habakkuk. O Lord, how long shall I cry for help, and you will not listen? Or cry to you, violence, and you will not save? Why do you make me see wrongdoing and look at trouble? Destruction and violence are before me. Strife and contention arise. So the law becomes slack, and justice never prevails. The wicked surround the righteous. Therefore, judgment comes forth perverted. Then the Lord answered me and said, write the vision, make it plain on tablets, so that a runner may read it. For there is still a vision for the appointed time. It speaks of the end and does not lie. It seems to tarry. Wait for it. It will surely come. It will not delay. Look at the proud. Their spirit is not right in them, but the righteous live by their faith. The word of life. Thanks be to God.
Listen for the living word of God as you hear the good news from Luke's gospel. Jesus came to Jericho, and he was passing through it. And there was there a man named Zacchaeus, who was a chief tax collector, very rich. And he wanted to see who Jesus was, but he couldn't on account of the crowds because he was so short. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree so that he could see Jesus because he knew he would come that way. And when Jesus came to that spot, he looked up and he said, Zacchaeus, come down, for I must stay at your house today. So he came down and gladly welcomed him. And everybody grumbled and said, ugh. He has gone to be a guest at the house of one who is a sinner. And he said to Jesus, teacher, look, half of all of my possessions I'm giving away. And if I have defrauded anybody of anything, I'm paying it back four times over. Jesus said, today, salvation has come to this house. For he too is a child of Abraham. For the chosen one has come to seek out and to save the lost. The gospel of the beloved, Jesus Christ. Three witnesses rose to speak. The first witness said, I only knew him a long time ago. It was years ago. What I remember is we didn't like him. He was a nasty little squirt. From the time he was young, he was really short, and people made fun of him, and he hated it. Hurt his feelings, I don't know, something. But it bugged him, which meant, of course, that they made fun of him even more. And around it went. He just grew up bitter. He wanted to get back at people. He wanted somehow to get over on them. He wanted to not be the little guy. He was always trying to figure out a way to get payback. He finally did. through some connections, he ended up as a tax collector. And with the Roman Empire behind him, suddenly he wasn't a little guy. Nobody could say no to him. He was good at it. He had this way of just looking and listening and watching and waiting until he figured out where every last penny you had was, and he taxed it. He was good at that. He got really good. He became the chief tax collector, and he was filthy rich. It seemed like it sort of gave him joy to take things from people. It seemed like he actually enjoyed seeking out all of that gold. But I wouldn't really say it made him happy. Yeah, he got his payback, but he was never satisfied. He always seemed unhappy. I don't know. I thought maybe his nastiness was not a mean nasty, it was just a sad nasty. But nobody ever got close enough to him to find out. We never saw him except when he was collecting taxes. The rest of the time he was off in his mansion. So we didn't really see a lot of him. But what we did see, we didn't really like. He wasn't all that great a person. It's kind of sad. The second witness said, other than collecting taxes, I only saw him once in my whole life. Jesus was in town, and of course people wanted to come see him. And he was walking down the street as he passed through, and everybody was crowded around because we wanted to hear every word that he spoke. And everybody wanted to be close. We wanted to touch him. He wanted to absorb that amazing energy. So we were all packed in around him as he was walking along. And we became aware of this annoying voice at our back, out behind us in the crowd. It was that nasty little jerk, the tax collector. He's back there jabbing people in the back. I'm like, hey, I can't see. Hey, hey, woo, woo, hey, 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 hey. He was so annoying. But you know what? He wasn't collecting taxes. So we could say no to him. And we did, every single one of us. We just ignored him. And he kept jabbing and whining. And after a while, he disappeared. And we thought we were done with him. We go on down the street. And then Jesus stops and look up. And in this tree, over our heads, there's that nasty little runt in the tree. Grinning, kind of like, ah, see, I found my way in. We were like ready to pick up rocks and throw them at him. Now, Jesus has been talking to us as we walk along in this sort of philosophical manner. And when he stops, all of a sudden he looks up in this tree as if he's seen something beautiful. And we're all going, what do you see? What are you looking at? And then in this completely different tone of voice, he says, Zacchaeus, come down. I really want to stay at your house today. And we're all thinking, whoa, Jesus, you know this guy's a slime ball, right? You know what kind of a person he is? What are you thinking? And he comes down and he looks up at Jesus and he says, okay. And we're thinking, oh, Jesus, don't be stupid. Don't go to his house. He's like, he's a scumbag. You're just going to look bad. I mean, there's a lot of us that you can hang out with, and we're pretty decent people. What are you doing? Maybe what's going to happen is he's going to figure out what kind of guy this is, and then he's going to get an earful because Jesus is pretty good at that. This might be entertaining. So all of a sudden, we're like following them, and we want to hear how this turns out. This is going to be something. We can't quite hear what they're saying because they're talking really low and brother-like. And then all of a sudden, the little guy just stops. And so Jesus stops, and we all stop. And he turns around and looks up at Jesus. And I swear it was somebody else. It was like he looked completely hollowed out. Like there was a face beneath his face that we'd never seen before. And he starts talking to Jesus, and we weren't quite sure it was him because we've never heard him talk like this before. It's like, who is that? He was near tears. And he looks up at Jesus and he says, oh man, I gotta give it away. Like half of everything I own. I gotta give it to the poor. And all that stuff I cheated people out of, I gotta give it back like four times over. We're dumbfounded. We're thinking, who is this? Nobody's ever heard him talk like that before. At first we're thinking, well, maybe this is some kind of setup. But you realize he's not really making a speech. It's as if he didn't really mean to say it out loud, as if he was just talking to himself. And Jesus sort of pulled it out of him. And we're all just stunned. Who is this? Well, did he say... And the two of them walk off together, and we're just frozen in place, disbelieving, just flabbergasted. And we're looking at each other saying, where did that come from? Third witness says, I didn't know him in his younger years. I only got to know him later in life. I guess early on he was a tax collector. From what I hear, he was really good at it. By the time I got to know him, he wasn't anymore. He just quit. Something happened. I don't know what, but he just quit his job. And because he was a tax collector, nobody would hire him. Story I hear is that he lived off the money that he had, but it didn't last very long. I can imagine why. By the time I got to know him, he was just a day laborer. He was a ditch digger. He'd been filthy rich, and he wasn't anymore, partly because he was a ditch digger. But I think partly because any time he got anything, he was as likely to give it away as he was to keep it. It's like he got joy out of giving things away. He just gave away everything he had. He was that the way with his time. If you wanted to talk with him, he would just drop everything and listen to you like you were the most important thing in the world. You know, actually, come to think of it, I can imagine him being a tax collector. Because I can imagine him just really paying every little minute bit of attention he could until he knew exactly where every little penny you had was. I can imagine him looking for gold because that's how he'd listen to you. He'd listen as if he was looking for gold, but not money. He was looking for light. He said to me once, look for the light. If you haven't seen the light, you haven't seen. When you see it in somebody, treasure it. When you see it in yourself, give it away. He just seemed to get joy from giving things away. It was as if money were a burden for him. And it felt like a relief to give it to somebody who really needed it. I was really grateful that he was our neighbor. Our boys got to know him. My sons learned from him. Not because he gave them any lessons. They just watched him. They saw him. They saw what it's like to live with such humility and gratitude and generosity. And really see the light that others can't see in people. He wasn't perfect. He had a lot of flaws. He definitely wasn't very religious at all. But still, he's one of the people that I think of in my life as one of the great saints. I'm real grateful. Thank God. Will you pray with me? God, your light is in us and in others. Help us to see and to shine. God, we give you thanks for your infinite love. And we pray for the faith to receive your blessings, to be mindful of your presence, and to listen for your voice, and for the courage to trust your deep desire for us, surrendering everything to your love, to live in harmony with your grace. Amen.